America's not going to be America.
I think a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel that way, and that's why, you know, again, normally you're from any sort of the establishment, whether it's entertainment, sports, you don't support Republicans. You don't come out for conservative values. You certainly aren't coming out for Trump. But now you're seeing that because people realize exactly what Elon Musk has realized. It's Trump, or this country is going, we're going to be thrown into the ocean with two cement blocks tied to our feet and no oxygen tank. People know that. And it's, so it's beyond just Kamala Harris. I mean, Kamala Harris is a complete joke. It's beyond that. It's the increasing of government getting involved in your life and rules and regulation, this eroding of our national sovereignty into this global marketplace, and we have to pay all the bills, and we're not allowed to be free and prosperous, and we have to have an open border, and we have to have one-party rule. People see the trajectory where this is going, and they realize we got to hit the brakes on this now. Now. So they're getting involved despite the consequences, which, of course, Elon Musk knows quite well. The lawfare against Elon Musk, as gleefully described by the New York Times, they brag about it. So Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and X have all these government agencies and departments coming after him. The Department of Transportation, the Department of Justice, the Department of Labor, Department of the Interior, the independent agencies, the National Labor Relations Board, the Equal Opportunity Committee, the Environmental Protection Agency, Securities and Exchange Commission, all these different federal groups going after all Elon's companies. And they brag about it in the New York Times, and they still don't get it. You're the bad guys. You are the big government. You are the deep state. You are the ones that are the authoritarians abusing government power. It's you. And they brag about it, and they'll publish this graphic and then say Trump's the authoritarian. Trump wants to abuse government as they brag about how they abuse government. That's how insane these things have gotten. Now, as far as the one-party rule, you know how Democrats are going to do that, and that's with all of the illegal immigrants. And then eventually they'll just get rid of elections altogether. Some would argue they already have. I mean, when you steal them blatantly, I mean, for all intents and purposes. But in these swing states that are going to decide the election, isn't that amazing? And this is from Elon's America PAC. These are the increases in population of illegal immigrants in swing states under the policies of the Biden-Harris administration. These numbers are stunning. In Georgia, they've had a, since 2021, so this is just the percentage, this is just the percentage since Biden-Harris got into the White House. In Georgia, a 401% increase of illegal immigrants. In North Carolina, a 446% increase in illegal immigrants. In Pennsylvania, a 241% increase in illegal immigrants. In Arizona, a 734% increase in illegal immigrants. In Nevada, a 562% increase in illegal immigrants. In Michigan, a 775% increase in illegal immigrants. And Wisconsin, a 467% increase in illegal immigrants since the Biden-Harris administration took over. And then you have all these libtards. They'll share polls in these swing states like, oh, what is your big issue? And immigration and the border is always a top three issue no matter the state. And these libtards stick their nose in the air and they say, psh, why do people in Pennsylvania care about the open border? Huh. Stupid conservatives. Because in Pennsylvania, they've had a 241% increase of illegal immigrants, libtard. That's why. And then they put them on the welfare state. They steal money from Americans, give it to them, collapse the economy, open border, welfare state, collapse the economy, collapse the banking system into the one world global banking system, collapse the borders. It's over. It's done. And your way of life as an American is done, and then they'll just cancel elections. That's how this goes. Now, obviously, with Elon Musk, he's giving out $1 million a day to people who register to vote using the America PAC, getting people to sign this petition at the America PAC. And, of course, he's already got it with all the lawyers and made sure it's legal, so it's all above board. Are they going to go after him for this, too? Now, here's the governor of Pennsylvania. Obviously, you can tell by his answer. He knows. They've probably looked into it. Everything Elon is doing is legal. But you know what? They don't care. They might go after him anyway. So on the corrupt Kirsten Welker broadcast, she's basically prodding Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, like, hey, let's get Musk in jail for this. This is our opportunity. And so here's how that goes in clip 8.
Governor, let me ask you about a development we learned about overnight. Elon Musk says he will be giving away $1 million every day to random voters who sign his super PACs petition. You are a former attorney general. Is this legal?
I think there are real questions with how he is spending money in this race, how the dark money is flowing, not just into Pennsylvania, but apparently now into the pockets of Pennsylvanians. That is deeply concerning. Look, Musk obviously has a right to be able
to... The crew's in my ear commenting on it, and I'm glad they are, because I was going to do it, too. I was going to let the clip finish, but maybe, you know, the crew is sometimes a good sounding board. Yeah. Dark money. First of all of it's transparent. It's all FEC records. It's not dark at all. But see, dark money in politics, yeah, no kidding. Isn't that the problem? All the dark money, by the way, it's all against Trump. All the dark money that causes us to go to wars, all the dark money that controls the congressional vote, all the dark money that gets pharmaceutical mandates, dark money, and he's going to act like it's Elon Musk. So now dark money's the problem. Dark money, pharmaceutical, agriculture. I mean, these people complain about big oil, all dark money, all day long. Yeah, okay, we don't like dark money in politics, too much money in politics. Now they have a problem with it because it's not in their favor. So now that there's a billionaire throwing his weight around against the establishment, now it's dark money. Now it needs to be investigated. Now it's a problem. Okay, continue.
Governor, let me ask you about a development we learned about overnight. Elon Musk says he will be giving away $1 million every day to random voters who sign his super PACs petition. You are a former attorney general. Is this legal?
The states literally run gambling rings.
I think there are real questions with how he is spending money in this race, how the dark
legal
money is flowing,
not
just into Pennsylvania, but apparently now into the pockets of Pennsylvanians. That is deeply concerning. Look, Musk obviously has a right to be able to express his views. He's made it very, very clear that he supports Donald Trump. Obviously, we have a difference of opinion. I don't deny him that right. But when you start flowing this kind of money into politics, I think it raises serious questions that folks may want to take a look at.
So you think it might not be legal? Yes.
$1 billion presidential campaigns.
I think it's something that law enforcement could take a look at. I'm not the attorney general anymore of Pennsylvania. I'm the governor. Mm-hmm. But it does raise some serious questions.
So he knows it's totally legal, but Welker is up there saying, come on, let's arrest Musk. Come on, we can get him, right? The Harris campaign, like the Clinton campaign and the Biden campaign, will spend $1 billion this election cycle. And he's going to talk about $1 million from Elon Musk to individuals. Give me a break.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
America is waking up to the